This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said Friday he will still attend a large investment conference in Saudi Arabia later this month in the face of growing evidence that a Saudi journalist was murdered inside a consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. Meantime, as AP's Ben Thomas reports, Jamal Khashoggi's fiancé is urging President Trump to use his clout to find out exactly what happened to her partner.
What about Jamal Khashoggi? That's what the Saudi writer's fiancé tweeted in response to President Trump's announcement that Turkey was freeing an American pastor. Jamal Khashoggi vanished 10 days ago after he walked into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. He was there to pick up documents he needed to get married, and his fiancé was waiting outside. Saudi Arabia denies he was abducted or harmed, maintaining he left the consulate and then vanished. Yesterday, Trump called U.S.-Saudi relations excellent and said he doesn't want to scuttle highly lucrative arms deals with the kingdom. Ben Thomas, Washington.
American pastor Andrew Brunson is now a free man, and according to President Trump, he's on his way back to the United States. This is after a Turkish court convicted Brunson of terror charges but ruled that the 2 years he had already spent detained means he will not serve additional time and is free to leave the country. That detention of Andrew Brunson sparked a diplomatic standoff between Ankara and Washington. Friday's court ruling appeared to pave the way for the pastor to return to the United States. An Israeli court Friday rejected the appeal of a U.S. student who has been barred from entering Israel because of alleged involvement in a Palestinian-led boycott movement against the Jewish state. Lara Al-Qassam has until Sunday to decide whether to appeal her case to the Israeli Supreme Court or leave the country, according to her lawyer. The 22-year-old arrived in Israel on October 2nd with a valid student visa to pursue her graduate studies at Israel's Hebrew University. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.